This is Robert Barclay at a minute past 10 o'clock, and I'll be doing a tribute to Blind Willie McTell here in a minute. But first, I wanted to acknowledge a few emails I got. Heard from earlier in the evening from Roger at Bass Lake Resort in Ontario, listening to the broadcast. I also heard from Merlin in Mount Pleasant, and she went to the Houghton Lake Blues Festival featuring Larry McRae, and she came across a man in the house wearing his Juke Joint t-shirt. She said, "Wow, you listen?" And she goes, "Oh, yeah." She shot a picture of the man. I do appreciate Merlin taking the time to drop me a line. I also heard from Keith in Millington, who enjoyed the Jimmy Rogers portion of the show, and I'm going to play some more Jimmy Rogers for you during this hour, Keith. And we also heard from Jeff. And he is listening online he listens online from Columbus, Georgia, but he's currently in Baldwin, Michigan right now, listening to the Juke Joint broadcast. And also heard from John from Saginaw, except he's listening tonight on East Twin Lake. Loving the show. Thank you so much for taking the time to drop me a line. It's now just about 3 minutes past 10 o'clock, and I'm going to turn to Blind Willie McTell. We're doing a tribute to a variety of artists, and the tributes are also done by musicians. We'll hear Bob Dylan here in a few minutes doing his tribute to Blind Willie McTell. Willie began recording in the late 1920s, and he was a very popular seller of 78 RPM records, and so he recorded a whole lot of material, most of his sides getting issued on a variety of labels under a variety of names. I'll tell you about them in just a moment. He is the one that did Statesboro Blues. He's the one that wrote Statesboro Blues. And decades later, another artist, another band from Georgia, made a huge hit out of that song. The Allman Brothers, of course, out of Macon, Georgia. Well, Blind Willie recorded so many tunes, the record labels decided to issue them under a variety of names, but they're all Blind Willie McTell. In a minute, we're going to hear from Blind Sammy. That's how the record came out, but it's Willie McTell. On this one, from 1931, he's playing his 12-string guitar and singing under the name Georgia Bill. Here he is on a tune titled Stomp Down Rider.
Your mama, you were so nice and kind. You done got reckless and changed your mind. Now you'll stomp down right off. Now you'll stomp down right off. You'll stomp down right off, but you're more too drunk for me. When I was down south, baby, I was with my broad. I'm here in Atlanta, treated like a dog. Now you'll stomp down right off. Now you'll stomp down right off. You'll stomp down right off, but you're more too drunk for me. Now if you don't want me, baby, don't you dog me around. My homie, chin, I can leave your town. Now you'll stomp down right out. Now you'll stomp down right out. You'll stomp down right out, but you're much too drunk for me. Now if you don't want me, baby, give me your right hand. I'll go back to my woman, you go back to your man. Now you'll stomp down right out. Now you'll stomp down right out. You'll stomp down right out, but you're much too drunk for me. I even give you my money, baby, I admire. I done all for you that you require, but you'll stomp down right out. Now you'll stomp down right out. You'll stomp down right out, but you're much too drunk for me. Whip it a little bit, boy. Even hold your head when you're feeling bad. Sing and dance for you when you're sad, but you'll stomp down right out. But you'll stomp down right out. You'll stomp down right out, but you're much too drunk for me. You done come in this morning, you won't tell me where you've been. You got strange loving going back again, but you'll stomp down right out. Yet you'll stomp down right out. You'll stomp down right out, but you're much too drunk for me. I'm walking around, baby, with my head hung low. Look, your mama ain't gonna do right no more, but you can stomp down right out. But you can stomp down right out. You can stomp down right out, but you're much too drunk for me. Where'd I? I'm gonna take me a trip up on the mountaintop, come back and show you how to eagle rock. But you'd have stomped that right out. But you'd have stomped that right out. You'd have stomped that right out, but you're much too drunk for me. I like the colors good. I know you like it, so it's the same thing. When I first met your mom, you were so nice and kind. But you done got reckless and changed your mind. But you'd have stomped that right out. And you'd have stomped that right out. You'd have stomped that right out, but you're much too drunk for me. Stand by if you want to get again. I was going down Maritime Avenue the other night. Met up with a gang of stags. Samuel, come on, go with me down to Atlanta Strut tonight. Well, I don't care to go. Showed me a quart of corn. Went on down the street. Met up with a little girl. She looked like a lump of Lord have mercy. Me and her walked on down the street like this. I had to go upstairs, you know. Went upstairs like this. A mandoline to a slow down gravy. Get away, whip of that mandoline. Another fellow played that bass violin. He could really cheese it. Get away, played it. Another fellow up there teased the cornet. He could really tease that cornet, but he didn't tease it enough. Another fellow played a slide. I liked that slide. I like lost my hair. Get away and play that slide. Tony says, come on, Samuel. Let me show you how to make this train go out of Atlanta to Augusta on the piano. He started all like this. I asked that lady about some chickens. Said she had none. Cackleberries. Had none. By that time, I heard someone stealing the chickens she had out there in the hen house. I heard the hen cackle like this. I heard a rooster crow one time. She had me to sing a song for a go. Told I didn't know anything, but I would sing this. Started off on this, I had to go. Went up on the Kennesaw Mountain, gave my horn a blow. Prettiest girl in that ladder, come stepping up to my door. Hugged me and she kissed me, called me Sugar Lump. Throw them sweet arms around me like the grapevine around a stump. Shaking, then I had to go.
Oh, man, I just love Blind Willie McTell. That was from 1929 for the Columbia label. And that was issued under the name Blind Sammy, though it was Willie McTell. And if you listen closely to these 78s, oh, man, you're going to be rewarded. He's talking about his experiences in Atlanta, the city where he was based as a street singer on the 12-string guitar, I might add. He says, I met a little girl. She looked like a lump of Lord have mercy. man, I love this stuff. Well, so did Bob Dylan. In 1983, he released his album Infidels. This is an outtake from the Infidels recording session. It's a song simply titled Blind Willie McTell.
Seen the arrow on the doorpost, saying this land is condemned. All the way from New Orleans to Jerusalem, I traveled through East Texas. Where many martyrs fell, and I know no one can sing the blues like Blind Willie McTell. Well, I heard that hoodown singing as they were taking down. The stars above the barren trees was his only audience. Then charcoal gypsy maidens can strut their feathers well, but nobody sing the blues like Blind Willie McTell. See them big plantations burning, hear the cracking of the whips, smell that sweet magnolia blooming. I can hear them tribes moaning, hear that undertaker's bell. Nobody can sing the blues like Blind Willie McTell. There's a woman by the river with some fine young handsome man. He's dressed up like a squire, bootleg whiskey in his hand. There's a chain gang on the highway, I can hear them rebels, yeah. God is in his heaven, and we all want what's his, but power and greed and corruptible sin seem to be all that there is. Blind Willie McTell. Feel like a broke down engine, ain't got no driving wheel. Feel like a broke down engine, ain't got no driving wheel. Y'all been down and lonesome, you know just how my poor man feels. Been shooting craps and gambling, mama and I done got broke. Been shooting craps and gambling, mama and I done got broke. I done pawned my pistol, baby, my best coat and stole. Lordy, Lord, Lordy, Lordy, Lord, Lord. I went down to my praying ground, fell on my bended knee. Went down to my praying ground, fell on my bended knee. I ain't crying for no religion, Lord, give me back my good gal, please. If you give me back my baby, I won't worry you no more. Give me back my baby, I won't worry you. To put in my house, Lord, I just leave that to my door. Lordy, Lord, Lordy, Lordy, Lord, 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 Lord. Can't you hear me, baby, rapping on your door? Can't you hear me, baby? Feel like a broke down engine, ain't got no drive at all. Feel like a broke down engine, ain't got no drive at all. But baby, love my woman, she can really do the Georgia crawl. Feel like a broke down engine, ain't got no whistle or bell. Hot mama, come and drive away, daddy's feeling swell.
Bob Dylan performing a Blind Willie McTell tune, Broke Down Engine. And Willie recorded that in the late 20s, early 1930s, but Bob Dylan revived it in 1993 on his World Gone Wrong album, and Dylan on acoustic guitar and vocals. Broke Down Engine. Prior to that, we heard a track simply titled Blind Willie McTell by Bob Dylan. Well, I had had so many people respond that they enjoyed the Jimmy Rogers that I played for you earlier. And this was requested by Bruce in Boyne Falls. I hope he's still listening. I played a couple of Jimmy Rogers tunes earlier in the broadcast at his request last May. I finally got to it. Sorry it took so long, but I'm going to play two more right now. Now, this is not the Jimmy Rogers who had pop hits in the late 50s and early 60s. This is not the Jimmy Rogers from Muddy Waters Band. This is the singing brakeman, the father of country music, also known as America's Blue Yodeler. And he had a 6-year career because he died from tuberculosis. In fact, here he is in 1931 singing about tuberculosis. It's the TB Blues.
My good gal's trying to make a fool out of me.
Lord, my gal, trying to make a fool out of me, trying to make me believe I ain't got that old TB. I've got the TB blue. When it rained down sorrow, it rained all over me. When it rained down sorrow, it rained all over me. Cause my body rattles like a train on that old SP. I've got the TB blue. I've got that old TB, I can't eat a bite. Got that old TB, I can't eat a bite. Got me worried so, I can't even sleep at night. I've got the TB blue. I've been fighting like a lion, looks like I'm going to lose. I'm fighting like a lion, looks like I'm going to lose. Cause ain't nobody ever whipped the TB blues. I've got the TB blues. But the graveyard is a lonesome place. Lord, that old graveyard is a lonesome place. They put you on your back, throw that mud down in your face. I've got the TB blues.
He grabs a train and rides. Every time I see that lonesome railroad train, every time I see that lonesome, it makes me wish I was going home again. Dee-doo-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. Look a yonder coming, coming down that railroad track. Look a yonder coming, coming down that railroad track. With the black smoke rolling, rolling from that old smokestack. I got the blues so bad, till the whole round world looks blue. I got the blues so bad, till the whole round world looks blue. I ain't got a dime, I don't know what to do. Dee-doo-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. leave this town. I'm weary now and I want to leave this town. I can't find a job, I'm tired of hanging around.
I'm loving this stuff tonight. I hope you are too. That was the Singin' Brakeman, America's blue yodeler Jimmie Rodgers, on the Train Whistle Blues. He was on the vocals, Billy Burks on guitar, Joe Kipo on steel guitar, and Weldon Burks on the ukulele. From 1929, August of 29, just a few months before the stock market crash in October of that year. And I love the line in there, when a woman gets the blues, she hangs her head and cries. When a man gets the blues, he catches a train and rides. Well, now I'm going to turn to a CD titled The Songs of Jimmie Rodgers, a tribute. And surprisingly, the artists that are on this are not who you think would do a Jimmie Rodgers tune. In a few minutes, we're going to hear John Mellencamp. But first, let's turn to one of the famous Neville brothers, Aaron Neville this time. And this was recorded in 1997. Aaron Neville doing a Jimmie Rodgers tune titled, Why Should I Be Lonely?
Light so bright makes me lonely tonight. Everything seems to make me feel blue. Dead. I am downhearted now. I am lonesome somehow. Cause you're proving you're untrue to me. Why should I be so lonely? Why should I be so sad? Though another is taking away from me the best pal that I ever had. She's taking sunshine with her, should I be so lonesome? And there's nobody lonesome for me. Oh, the violets so blue are calling for you. The roses so sweet made me lonely. They bring to my mind the sweet happy time when your love was only for me. Why should I be so lonely? Why should I be so sad? Though another is taking away from me the best pal that I ever had. She's taken the sunshine with her, leaving the clouds for me. But why should I be so lonesome when there's nobody lonesome for me? Yodelayo, yodelayo, yodelayo.
stopped in at the bar, and there I met a policeman. He was cruising around in his car. We both drank lots of liquor. The fat ass cop and I thought he'd never leave me. Oh Lord, I thought I'd die. My baby came in to join us, then it began to rain, and I was in a hurry, had to catch the midnight train. I laid my head on the garden floor. I'll never be drunk no more. I pawned my watch and my golden chain. I pawned my baby's diamond ring.
Was from a CD titled The Songs of Jimmie Rodgers, a tribute, and that was John Mellencamp performing Jimmie Rodgers' song The Gamblin' Barroom Blues. And in front of that, we heard Aaron Neville singing Jimmie Rodgers' Why Should I Be Lonely. Did a fine job on the yodeling as well. I didn't know Aaron had it in him, but he certainly did. Hope you enjoyed listening to those. That was from a 1997 CD. The tribute to Jimmie Rodgers. Dean from Vassar posted something funny on Facebook today. It was a photo of a man sitting there on his porch with a cold beer in his hand. That's the photo. And then he says, the older I get, the more I appreciate staying home and enjoying my own company with a cold beer. So I said, Dean, I love that. And various other people obviously enjoyed the sentiment as well. He said he's been listening tonight, so I hope he's still out there. Well, now we're going to turn to one of my all-time favorite blues harp players. Obviously, I love Little Walter, but Sonny Boy is right up there in my book. I love Rice Miller, the second Sonny Boy Williamson. He recorded between the years 1951 until his passing in 1965. And in a few minutes, we'll hear two tributes to Sonny Boy. But let's go back to the early years of his recording career. He is the one that was the host of the famous radio show called King Biscuit Time, which began in 1941. Sonny Boy on the harp and vocals, and often his friend Robert Lockwood Jr. on guitar. And they were very popular and very influential. B.B. King listened to King Biscuit Time all the time. And so did James Cotton and Dr. Ross and numerous others. So let's turn to something from Sonny Boy's years with Trumpet Records in the early 50s. And this is one of the all-time great songs about cars, the Pontiac Blues.
She said, I like my big daddy, but I'm crazy about his Pontiac. We gon' drive out on the highway, turn the bright lights off. Oh, we driving on the highway and cut the bright lights off. We gon' turn the radio on and get music from up the north. Yeah.
That's a whole lot of loving, and that's pretty funny, eh? So long, a mighty long time. Yes, a mighty long time since I seen that little girl of mine. Yes, it's been so long until I just can't sleep at night. Been so long till I just can't sleep at night. I go to eat my breakfast in the morning, and my teeth and tongue begin to fight. So long, the copper have faded on the floor. Been so long, the copper have faded on the floor. If she ever come back to me, I'm not gonna let her leave no more. No more.
Cliff Bivens on the bass. That was Sonny Boy Williamson. Rice Miller, the second Sonny Boy, on a tune from 1951 titled A Mighty Long Time. The carpet done faded on the floor. Well, now I'm going to get to two tributes to Rice Miller, the second Sonny Boy. And this first one might be my favorite tribute tonight on the broadcast. George Mitchell was roaming the South recording a variety of artists, kind of like John Allen Lomax did across the South and elsewhere. George Mitchell did the same, especially in Mississippi. This is something he recorded between 1967 and 68. Now listen closely to this. This is Rice Miller's, Sonny Boy Williamson's drummer, James Peck Curtis. And he was the one, apparently, that found Sonny Boy after he died. This is so down home. This is so touching. This is simply wonderful. A wonderful recording, that is. The death of Sonny Boy Williamson. And he's playing drums and telling you the story.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is old James Peck Curtis with the life story of Sonny Boy Williamson. The last night he was with me, Sonny Boy Williamson used to be on King Biscuit Time on radio station KFFA. The last night, we were sitting down at my home listening to the Brooklyn Dodgers, St. Louis Cardinals and Los Angeles Dodgers, big problem. But on that night, when he got ready to leave, he told me, said, "Daddy-o, I'm going home and put the old man to bed. So I'll see you in the morning early." Which he had been coming around to my house each and every morning, taking breakfast, drinking his coffee. We sit there and talk until near about broadcasting time. But on May the 25th, which was on a Tuesday, I went round to pick up the program. He hadn't made it then. I hurried to the radio station and checked with the disc jockey. They told me that James, I have him somewhere this morning. This the word I left with the disc jockey at the radio station KFFA. I said, I'll go back and check. And which was Bill Wallace. I told him, I said, get out some records just in case if something happened and play them if I don't get back. I walked upstairs to Sonny Boy's room, knocked on the door. Nobody said a thing. Awful sad, I pushed the door open, and there he lay with his hand crossed his chest, mouth twisted to one side. I shook him, he didn't even smile. I rushed back downstairs to his landlord, as Caesar's Case Cafe, told him about it. Then he told me, he said, the best thing you do, James, is go call the morgue. I called the morgue, and he called the colonel. And the colonel come and investigate the body. Told me that Sonny Boy had been dead 6 hours and a half. That told him they had to die between 4:30 and 6 o'clock that morning. On the back strength of that, I turned right around, called Ms. Maddie Williamson in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and told her about decease of her husband, Sonny Boy, great guy, my great manager, and that's all.
We want to do this number. It's not mine's, but I want to pay tribute to an old federal and nice, outstanding musician. A tribute to him. It's a number that he made that I think that will linger in your hearts forever. It's a crazy little thing that goes like this. baby, you got to help me. Sonny Boy Williams. Gotta help me, Lord, I can't do it all by myself. You gotta help me, baby. Woman, I can't do it all by myself. You gotta help me, darling. Lord, I gotta find myself somebody. Look here, I might wash, I might have to soak. I might look cook, baby. I might mop that floor, but you help me, darling. Woman, I can't do it all by myself. If you don't help me, darling, I'm gonna find myself somebody else. Somebody better come here and speak. I got one more thing I want to say just before we go. I want Sonny Boy to know one thing, that I was one of the students and he taught me well. I'm gonna sing this blues for you, baby, you hear me? I want you to remember this last part. Baby, my nightshade, put on your morning gown. Lord, women, I might say, put on your morning gown. Cause you love sleepy, darling, but Lord, I feel like lying down. Goodbye, old man. Goodbye.
Oh, that was a great pair of tunes. We just heard Junior Wells from Chicago The Blues Today, Volume 1 from about 1960, actually recorded in December of 1965. Sonny Boy, number 2, Rice Miller, died in May of 65, and this was recorded 6 or 7 months later. And that tune, Help Me, was a Sonny Boy Williamson tune that he recorded for Checker Records. And Junior Wells did his own treatment of it as a tribute to his mentor, Sonny Boy Williamson. And Junior Wells had Buddy Guy on guitar, Jack Myers on bass, and Fred Bilo on drums. If you don't have these releases, Chicago The Blues Today, Volume 1, 2, and 3, you can buy them separately, by the way. You should definitely look into it, because these are, I know Mike Johnston and I, these were very important records as LPs in informing us about the blues, especially from Chicago.
Baby, don't go yet. It's only a 11:45.
Baby,
Well, as Isaiah Dr. Ross said, he's the one-man band, the harmonica boss. He said, the clock is on the wall, which means it's time to go. I had a great time spinning these tributes for you tonight. I hope you had a good time listening. I didn't get to the new CD from Elvin Bishop, as I promised, and I also didn't get to a tribute to Blind Boy Fuller, which I'll save for another edition of the broadcast, and also some more, another tribute to Muddy Waters, and also a tribute to Charlie Patton. I'll get to those on another edition of this broadcast. Thanks for tuning in, and this is Robert Barclay, and I'll see you on the flip side.